Welcome to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte, the ultimate mind-body-spirit workout to help you live a more purposeful life. Now, here's the host of Spiritually Fit on Empower Radio, Chris Forte.
Hello, humble warriors. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Spiritual Fit Show, the ultimate body, mind, and spirit workout. Grateful that we could spend a little time together today. Each week, the intent of our show is to discuss certain practices you can use to get or keep yourself in tip-top spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional shape. We call this practice spiritual fitness. Spiritual fitness is an enlightened daily practice which is intended to enable you to slow down, look within, handle the obstacles in your life with grace, and ultimately live a more purposeful life. These easy to apply 7 daily practices can help anyone who is looking to transform their life. So hello and welcome back, my friends, to the Spiritual Fit Lifestyle. For those that are new to the show, welcome. Each week we focus in on one of the 7 practices, and today we have a guest that's going to help us guide through one of those practices. And for those who keep listening, thank you for the support. And in today's show, we're going to go about this something different. So something that I've experienced in my journey that our guest is going to help us guide us through is shamanic healing. And when I was going through a very painful time in my life, you know, I do have these practices that I was able to lean on, but sometimes we could use a little bit oomph, a little bit extra. And I'm really excited for the guest that I'm about to introduce you. I've actually worked with her several times, and she's just an awesome individual and has great gifts to share with the world. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and introduce you to Cheryl Netsky. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. Cheryl helps leaders heal the things that hold them back, everything from broken bones to broken hearts to broken dreams. An award-winning teacher and shamanic state shifting practitioner with over 30 years of experience, Cheryl supports CEOs, their teams, and families in showing up even more potently real, dissolving disabling habits, finding their purpose, and creating more awakened and fulfilling relationships with themselves and those around them. Cheryl has presented to thought leaders on Sir Richard Branson's Necker Island and for the Gates Foundation's Teachers Leaders. She has supported leaders of small business and Fortune 500 enterprises alike with more than 50,000 hours of shamanic state-shifting experiences each year. She witnesses shifts ranging from cancer to no cancer, business leaks to business abundance, relationship woes to love embodied, debilitating anxiety to calm presence, and stuck regrets to wholehearted forgiveness. As the creator of the Golden Mind Meditation Protocol, Cheryl has supported family wellness programs and facilitated business leaders across North America, Europe, Africa, and Asia in collaborative visioning and meditation programs. Her work with spiritual negotiations, aligning purpose-driven teams, building cultures of greatness, and supporting team members in personal development has created long-term systematic shifts in organizations. Cheryl has also helped best-selling authors grow their writing skills and has supported clients in enhancing their intuition. Woo! quite the experience. It's awesome. And a lot of it is aligned, you know, just in my own life. So I appreciate, you know, the work that you're bringing in and bringing, like, how spirituality and spiritual work can actually be brought into everyday life and businesses and families. But I want to start with the shamanic healing, because people probably like have never heard about it. Like, what is this? So can we start there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my best definition of shamanism and shamanic healing is that shamanism is the ability for us to connect to the aliveness of all life. And so the shaman in the tribes were the ones who were the medicine men and women. They knew how to heal everything from broken bones to broken hearts to broken spirits to broken dreams. And so what a modern day shaman does is there's a long, long training.
Okay, right. It's going to kind of lead me into this, how you got involved in all this.
Yeah. So I think in a certain way, you're very much called into the shamanic path. I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, so my neighbors were doctors and lawyers and attorneys and engineers and teachers and dentists. Nobody I knew was a shamanic energy practitioner. So it wasn't like I was, you know, growing up saying, ooh, this is what I want to do when I grow up. However, I very much came into the world this way. So I was seeing energy at a very young age, but didn't know that I was seeing energy, as I think most of us do. So we all have our ways of knowing, and we call that intuition. And I don't think that any of us come in without gifts or intuitive gifts. They just manifest in different ways, and some of us are more practiced in certain areas of them. Okay. So
makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's kind of, we meandered a little bit, but okay, we can go back to any of those questions that you wanted to ask.
So, I mean, you have, I mean, thousands and thousands of clients, but I guess maybe in a two sections, we'll get to the, you know, the business clients and all that. I'm really excited to hear about Sir Richard Branson, but for someone who is maybe just open to exploring their path and maybe is going through some difficult time, like you said, maybe like a broken heart or, you know, or just down and out, not seeing the light in maybe their career or something. Yeah. What is something, how could a shamanic healing session or something kind of open that up for somebody? How do you work with somebody when it comes to something like that?
Sure. So it's a dance. But it's first, each session is, I work in 85-minute sessions, but I work with people for over a three-month time period. So we're making a commitment to each other so that there's a container for the healing and evolution to happen within. It's like a womb space. And inside that time period, we're doing multiple sessions. And most of my work, about 97% of my work, is remote, global, all over the world, via Skype or Zoom calls, like video conference calls or phone calls. And on those sessions, I'm first doing discovery work of shamanic practitioners are trained to track the energy of a situation like a jaguar tracks through the jungle. So it's not just, I came into the practices when I first started studying shamanism over 15 years ago, I was already doing remote healing work. I had already studied in a mystery school, a different mystery school, and had already been practicing meditation for a few decades. And when I went into shamanic studies, what I loved about it was the ethics of the work. And I learned to work at the level of permission, that we don't just check in with somebody's soul level, and their soul level gives us permission, so we go to town and start working, thinking that we're being of service, but oftentimes we're really just rescuing, and it's ourselves that we're trying to rescue inside the other person. So when I'm working with people, the first step is figuring out what's happening in their lives that they'd really like to see shift. And whatever's happening in our personal lives is generally walking into our businesses and our homes with us. So, for example, if somebody is having issues with boundaries and figuring out how to be in right relationship with containers in their own body and with other people and in their businesses, we're going to start figuring out I'm going to do trainings inside of Golden Mind meditation teachings to help them become more clear in their container and do some self-healing work. I'm really interested and invested in my clients and students learning how to become their own healers. And then there's always places where any of us hit a brick wall and it's hard for us to see our own stuff. And we need somebody else to come in and help with those places. So I'm training people inside sessions to be able to work with their energetic field and to be able to hold the quanta that any of us call self inside of self, to fully embody self. And then also to be able to notice where they begin, where they end, where their healthy boundaries are, and what's happening in the luminous fabric of their luminous energy field. And then oftentimes in session after that, we're moving into more traditional shamanic work, which involves tracking an imprint.
What is that? Tracking an imprint.
So an imprint is in some in Sanskrit they're called samskaras, and samskara translates to imprint, which doesn't necessarily help define imprints.
Okay.
In Western psychology, they're called limiting beliefs, which kind of touches it. So an imprint is that place where we get triggered.
Got it.
And so maybe somebody earlier in life experienced a fire in their home. And maybe right before the fire, their mom left the house. And so then moving forward, anytime a female leaves the house, their system might still have a code, fire's going to happen, panic, fight or flight.
Wow.
Now that's an extreme situation, yeah. But we all have very, most of us have very, degrees of mild to extreme situations of imprints that happen for us every day.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're probably going on all the time.
Yes.
Right. We're going to take a 1 minute break here from our beautiful sponsor, and we'll be right back with Cheryl.
Learn why people fail to stay healthy. For example, diabetes and hypertension are symptoms, not diseases. They stem from three main reasons: inability to detox effectively, poor digestion, and long-term inflammation. Dr. Nisha Chellam can help you learn how and why these affect you and how to address each one systematically so you can truly discover the cause of the symptoms or disease and how to really resolve them if possible rather than simply manage them. Dr. Chellam believes you are your best doctor. Learn more about the functional medical way from a traditional MD who knows the science of the disease and understands the art of healing. Connect with Dr. Chellam at holisticicon.com. Consultations with Dr. Chellam are available regardless of where you live. Let Dr. Chellam help you resolve your health issues rather than simply manage them. Visit Dr. Chellam online now at holisticicon.com. That's holisticicon.com. Now, back to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte on Empower Radio.
Welcome back, humble warriors. We're here with Cheryl Netsky, and we're finishing up talking about the imprints. Imprints are just daily imprints, right?
Yeah, so every day we're encoding in our consciousness new patterns of behavior. And sometimes we're activating consciously, subconsciously, or unconsciously patterns of previous experiences that an otherwise innocuous event will then get loaded with something that happened for us previously. So these imprints end up creating mass. They have the potential to create mass or density in our luminous energy field. So when you see certain people and you see like, gosh, that person's really lit up, like behind their eyes, behind their skin, they look like all illuminated.
Right.
What's happened is that they've done a lot of personal work and they've released more and more mass density from their field, which essentially means they've sat a lot of hours in meditation. They've done a lot of personal work. Perhaps they exercise regularly, they're eating healthy, and they're also, they've released imprints. Mm. Because what shamanic work does is help people release the imprints that are very, very difficult for us to release on our own. And there's all kinds of practices. There's illumination, extraction work, soul retrieval work, destiny retrieval work. There's all different variations of the work, but essentially a shamanic energy practitioner is trained to track in the field what's happening at the physical, literal level, what's happening at the cognitive, emotional, what's happening at the behavioral, the soul level, and at the energetic, and going in through the chakra system to help the person release that which is no longer serving and call to them what they'd like instead. Mm. And it's highly effective work.
It is. And, you know, a couple points I want to touch is in, that's what the spiritual fit lifestyle does. It could help you with those imprints. But also when you go down this path of personal development or spiritual development, just know the right teachers will appear in your life at the right time. And, in my book, The Humble Warrior, that's when I mentioned Linda was a person I came across, which was an energy worker. And that was the, and I had no idea what energy work was, but that was the first time when I was exposed to that. So being with her and doing that work over many years, that when I ran across Cheryl, it was like, oh, Right time, right place. I need this stuff right now. So, listeners, so that's like one of the things. Just know that, you know, everything happens at the right time, at the right place. So if you're working on yourself and you're open to doing that, you know, people like Cher will pop into your life. And I think that's where I kind of want to focus now the rest of the show, because I think, you know, I've had some other guests on here talk about meditation. And I mean, and your business is, you know, Golden Mind Meditation. And you've worked with some serious business leaders in our world. And I think that's important now. And as an entrepreneur, I'm just very intrigued with this type of work and the benefits. So can you elaborate on that work?
Sure. Yeah. So I was trained in meditation when I was 15 years old by Northwestern University. Mm-hmm. I went to the high school in Chicago that Breakfast Club was written about.
Okay.
And so the best I can figure, I don't know for sure, but the best I can figure is that Northwestern University came into our school and trained everybody in meditation during gym class, because my guess is they were trying to reduce the suicide rates. Mm-hmm. And what happened was I was one of the only people I ever saw go back. And I kept going back to these black lazy boy chairs and these little biofeedback machines. And so at a very young age, I saw that our thoughts affected our physiology, that my heart rate would slow and I would become calmer. And I had like a physiological response that I could see measured around that. And it led me on a big journey through yoga and through shamanic practices. And what eventually happened with Golden Mind Meditations, all meditation is designed to release imprints from our field, samskaras, limiting beliefs. You sit long enough, and a really amazing meditation teacher named Paul Mueller Ortega describes it like this, and I very much credit Paul for this description. He says that it's like we've got a stack of imprints, and when we sit in meditation, the top imprint starts to loosen and release, which is why sometimes when we're sitting in meditation, it's not so easy. Right. I think all of us want to be meditating much of the day. You know, I'm generally recommending twice a day for people, once in the morning and once in the afternoon, not too close to bedtime, because some of the meditations that I teach are too activating to do close to bedtime. With Golden Mind Meditation, what happened was I had exhausted all of my different practices. So I had done my different forms. I had trained in different forms of meditation. They were all quite good and quite helpful, but it wasn't getting at the brand of suffering that I was in, which was a series of regrets. And I could tell that my thoughts were leading into a place that I wasn't going to be happy with the destination of. So I was awake enough to know that, but I couldn't figure out how to redirect the thoughts. And my yoga practice, I had exhausted those strategies also, and I exhausted the shamanic practices, and it was really pretty much all I could do every day was to get up, do a few asana, and sit in meditation. And the first few days were really quite scattered, and on the third day these meditations started downloading, and they were almost like an internal asana practice through sacred geometry, through directing the thoughts and consciousness that allowed me to be able to shift and release the imprints that nothing else was touching. Mm. So this leads us to the question of, when do we use a meditation that's like a Vipassana meditation, where we're going in and feeling what's happening in our body and getting really in touch with that, or when we're going into a mantra meditation and allowing that mantra to take us right into the current of consciousness, and when we're sitting in stillness meditation and just sitting with that, and when do we do a directed or guided meditation? So the Golden Mind Meditations are designed to be in addition to a stillness or silent or Vipassana or mantra practice.
Got it. Well, we have a couple minutes left. Can you take us through one right now?
Sure.
Okay. Let's do it, gang.
So I'm going to invite, first, I want to make sure everybody, if you're driving, this isn't a good time to do this. So just safety precaution. And for those of us that are sitting, please gently close your eyes and connect into your heart space as if there's nothing separating you between you and you. And drop into the belly space as if there's nothing between you and you at the belly space, the place of action, the place of gestation, of ideas. And connect into the space of the third eye between the brow and in the center of the head, as if there's nothing separating you between you and clear seeing, clear knowing, clear visioning. Coming back into that heart space and connecting into that global heart seed that connects us into the aliveness of all life. Into that place where there's no separation between self and trees, where you can sense into the consciousness and vibration of the world around you. Calling up one moment in time when you knew something for sure. When you had a deep conscious awareness, and maybe you can't even explain how you knew what you knew, but you just knew that this person was going to be a great friend, or that you were going to connect and it was going to become your beloved, or you walked into a building and you just knew there was something right about this place and you were going to live there or work there. It just was a deep knowing. How did you know that in your body, mind, system? And connecting into what that feels like or felt like, and allowing that experience, that sensory experience, to take up the shape of a sphere, like a ball. And this ball of your wise counsel, intuition that knows things beyond that which you could normally know, you can invite into the heart space, such that any time that you're looking to connect in to that wise inner counsel of you that's connected to the aliveness of all life, you have instant access. Bringing gratitude to yourself for bringing yourself to your practice today. Gently opening the eyes, soft gaze.
Woo, thank you. Slowly getting back myself. Wow, what a treat. Thank you. Thank you. I needed that, so I appreciate that. Cheryl, where can people find you? Find a little bit more about your work, or if they wanted to work with you, where can people find
you? Facebook, Cheryl Hope Netzky, N-E-T-Z-K-Y. You can also find me at goodenergyheals, HEALS.com.
Great. Awesome. And for you that know Cheryl, you work with, I know, all different types, but you also work with a lot of businesses, CEOs, entrepreneurs as well.
Yes.
On their businesses. Great. Well, thank you again, and look forward to getting you back on the show real soon. More about the spiritual fitness lifestyle can be found in my book, The Humble Warrior, which can be found on my website, chrisforte.com or Amazon. You can also listen to any episodes of Spiritually Fit on my Instagram page, Chris Forte Humble Warrior. If you want to connect with me, please send me an email to chris@chrisforte.com. We'd love to help you any way I can on your spiritual journey. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Live brave.